Okay, good morning everyone, and welcome to the Ruzman, the Masechet. Before we delve into the Masechet and the Kinyan of Kedusha and both Bechlal and Prat, I wanted to introduce the Masechet with a famous discussion of the Rishonim, which is the status of Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? So this is the first place we'd look, of course, is the Minyan Mitzvos, the Rishonim wrote Sefer Mitzvos. And here we see a distinction. The Urayim does not count. I didn't put it on the Makoros. I couldn't figure out how to put this on the Makoros. He doesn't have a simon for Kiddushin. It's not in the Urayim's list of mitzvos. Seemingly, the Urayim doesn't think Kiddushin is a mitzvah. If Kiddushin's not a mitzvah, what is it? After all, it is a halacha in the Torah. It's pretty important. The answer is not a mitzvah. It's a rule. It's a procedure. There are certain procedures. I mean, you know, just imagine kicha kicha miste ephron, right? The just like karka is nicknames bekesef, so Haisha nicknames Bekesef. Okay, whether that's a just like or a like is going to be the topic next week. But just for sake of comparison, does anyone say it should be one of the Taryak mitzvos that the Karka is nicknames Bekesef or Bekesef Shtar B'Chazaka? And it's one of the Taryak mitzvos, the Metaltlin or Niknin well, we paskin midaraisa b'mos, let's say. You know, or that, you know, a modem mixus has to swear and a kofer b'kol doesn't. No, these are procedures. You know, there's general mitzvos to keep the Torah, and dini mamonos, you shouldn't steal, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe the judge is a judge, but every single detail is just a rule, it's a procedure. Likewise in Beis Din, the mitzvah of Beis Din to judge, every rule of how they judge is not its own mitzvah, it's a procedure. Likewise here. Okay, there's a Isser of Ishus Ish, right? We have all these Isserim based on Ishus. We have a lot of Dina based on Ishus. There's Sherksos and Ona, and there's Ishus Ish, and there's Yibam, and lots of things. The procedures of who's called an Ishus Ish, who isn't, that's just a procedure. That's not a mitzvah. L'chor, that's the Shita of the Urayim. And L'chor, that's also the Shita of the Bahag. Because in the Bahag, in the Hakdamah to the Sefer Bahag, I think, is the first person to write in a halachic work a list of mitzvos. Or certainly to write a numbered list of mitzvos. Okay, in Piyutim, so there are many Piyutim that list a lot of mitzvos, but they don't give the numbers and they're not written in a halachic context exactly. The Bahag wrote a list of mitzvos, that's why, if you ever notice, if you ever learn the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, so that Sagas Ramban, you see the Rambam's always arguing against the Bahag, and the Ramban's always defending the Bahag. Why? Because the Bahag was the first person to do this, and he was the famous list of mitzvos. The Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos has two kinds of mitzvos, Aseh and Los Aseh. The Bahag, in his list of mitzvos, an introduction to the Bahag, they both had the same idea. The Rambam meant the Sefer Mitzvos as an introduction to the Mishnah Torah. That's why the Mishnah Torah picks up from there, and it starts with a list of mitzvos. A quick chazar in the beginning. The Bahag, also in the Hakdam of the Bahag, wrote a list of mitzvos. He has three kinds of mitzvos. He has mitzvot aseh, he has isurim, which he then divides into different levels of chumra, but he's isurim, and he has what he calls parshios, right? Chukim mishpatim, mesurim letzibur, meaning rules that the community, the Beis Din, has to use in knowing, you know, how to apply the halach in different circumstances. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do or not to do, it's just a rule. So you want a rule. How do you know who's an Ashes Ish? How do you know who's a Pnuya? Right? It's not just intuitive. You don't just ask the person. There are strict rules. If you did one of these three things, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, with all the details, as listed in Shas, you're an Ashes Ish. If not, you're a Pnuya. So the Bahag and the Urayim seem to have a very clear Shita that there is no mitzvah of Kiddushin. It's a halacha. It's a rule. It's a regulation. Even better, it's a regulation. It is not a commandment.
Was the Bahag's minyan 6:13?
The Bahag's minyan, I think it was, but I'm not going to swear to it.
Including the
parshas.
So then it's a little bit different than the Urayim.
Maybe the Urayim just didn't count. The Urayim didn't have 613. It didn't count parshas, so maybe not.
I remember saying, Rav, One of the Rambam's time of the Yom Tov, how many count the Rabbonim?
Okay, correct. But
that's 613.
Correct, absolutely, but that's not our topic. That's a very fascinating and worthy of study,
but
not...
That means that the Rambam held that there were six, that he held the Bahag held there were 613.
Yeah. Okay, oh, correct, thank you. Okay, now... On the other hand, the Rambam does count it as one of the mitzvahs aseh, and likewise the Chinuch and the Smag, who generally follow the Rambam, and likewise the Smak, who has his own count, also counts it as a mitzvah aseh. There's a mitzvah aseh of Kiddushin. Can anyone tell me, though, is there a difference between the way the Smak counts it as a mitzvah and the way the Rambam and the Chinuch count it as a mitzvah?
It applies also to B'nai Noach.
Interestingly, the Smak applies also to B'nai Noach, right? Which is fascinating because, you know, that's not strictly necessary for us, and because it's not one of the Shem Mitzvahs they know. Although their answers to that, maybe it's an assay, it's not on the list. He says, very clearly, it's the Kaddish to Isha, etc. V'gam lei noach nemer v'davik v'ishto mekan she'adam etzuva lios lo isha miyuchedis l'shmo filo b'nei noach. Right, so he says, even b'nei noach, the Rambam, not just the Rambam doesn't say it's also b'nei noach, but the Rambam davka, Davka contrasted to B'nai Noach, right? Meaning, they're both weird. I don't mean weird. I mean, they're both noteworthy. Because if I was writing a book of halachas for Jewish people, I would just tell you what Jewish people do. The Smak writes what Jewish people do and says, and non-Jewish people should do the same thing. It applies to them also. Okay, that's noteworthy. The Rambam is more than noteworthy, maybe even peculiar and needs some more deeper explanation, because the Rambam writes, you should know the Torah is commanding us here to do things different than we did them before the Torah. Right? How does the Rambam start Hilchos Ishus? He doesn't start Hilchos Ishus with what God commanded the Jewish people in the Bible. He starts Hilchos Ishus with what would happen if there was no Judaism. Before Matan Torah, they did X, Y, and Z, right? A person would meet a girl in the Shuk. If they both were interested, he would bring her home. They would sleep together, and they would be husband and wife. Now the Torah is given. Hashem commanded us. If you want to get married, you should first be kona b'fnei edim, v'charka tilo l'isha, and then she will be his wife. So he davka, the opposite of the smak. Not only is not the same as the Noach, it's davka, he has to point out that it's different than B'nai Noach. Under the rules of B'nai Noach, a wife was without kiddushin, and davka, the Torah commanded us to do kiddushin, and he has to introduce it by contrasting with B'nai Noach, which I think is going to be significant. It's not if it's Shaykh to Noach, it's Shaykh Kodman Torah, nechon? Correct. I think that might be, similar to what we pointed out. Now, yeah.
The Rambam says in Halacha Beis that Likuchin Eilu Mitzvos Asi Shel Torah. It doesn't tell
me... Likuchin Eilu? What are Likuchin Eilu? Yikna Osa Tchila Fnei Eidim. The idea that Tchila, you do something else, but Fnei Eidim, is a mitzvah to say Shel Torah.
Only after the Torah is given, but maybe the Likicha in and of itself is a mitzvah.
Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Shel Torah Heim. I don't know. He said Likuchin Eilu. I'm not. And he says Davka. The Torah commanded us at Stav Yisrael differently. I don't see anything. He never says we're in Stav Nei Noach. I'm not Makabel. Now, that's all true. But I wanted to get at something more relevant, shot to Jewish people. Is there a difference between what the mitzvah is, according to the smak? Like, what are we commanded to do according to the smak, and what are we commanded to do according to the Chinuch and perhaps the Rambam? Just tell me in English. The Torah, according to the Bahag and the Iranian, the Torah doesn't command us to do anything. It commands us a regulation. But it doesn't command us to do anything. It just stipulates a regulation. This, by the way, is, if anyone got to look at the Rivash in that was in brackets, the correspondent of the Rivash, I mean, his name is in the Tshuva, I just don't remember it. It was one of the Gedolim of his time. The correspondent of the Rivash, maybe I even have it written down here. He was, no. Okay, I don't have it written down. the correspondent of the Rivash says, the Torah is not commanding you to ever do Kiddushin. You can do whatever you want. The Torah is just saying that if you want her to be Usher and everyone else and Chi of Misa, meaning, if you can do whatever you want. You can get married with Kiddushin, you can marry without Kiddushin. Again, not the sheet of the Rivash, the sheet of the correspondent of the Rivash, who held it was mutter to have common law marriage without Kiddushin. He says, the Torah is just telling you that if, you know, naturally, I don't know why it is, ask some biologist or psychologist or something, a guy wants, like, to be very, very sure that his wife's not going to betray him. And the guy wants that it's not just that his wife should give him his word that she won't sleep with other men. That there should be teeth in it. There should be a chi of misa going on. There should be punishment. Everyone should stay away from her. So the Torah says, if taka, you want everyone to stay away from her, and you're interested in having this security to help your marriage, then you can do kesef sharbiya, and then you get this fringe benefit. But it's just a regulation. The Torah's not telling you should or shouldn't do it, right? It's just if you want to have this, yes. If not, not. Okay. The question of the Rivash, who again, his name is written someplace in the Rivash, just not in that siman. That siman says another tshuva to the rabbi, the previous siman. Okay, maybe Rabbi Yosef ben David. So this Rabbi Yosef ben David holds like the Hag and the Yerayim that it's optional. It's just if you're interested in this kind of deal, this is how you seal the deal. Okay, the Rambam and the Smak are clearly not saying that. We are commanded actively to go out and do something. But is there a difference between what we're commanded in the most practical, common sense level? You answer. God told us to...
According to the Smak, I think it's to get married, to have a wife.
Exactly, as opposed to...
Do kiddush.
Okay, I think you're right. I'll say it a little... I think both the Rambam and the Smak and the Chinuch are saying there's a mitzvah besides per yuvarivya. I think they would agree that, let's say, a guy is too old to have kids, whatever. Let's say a guy is, whatever reason, can't have kids. The mitzvah of Kiddusha still applies to him. The difference is the Smak says the mitzvah is to get married. And then it makes sense that the mitzvah applies both to B'nai Noach and to... B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Noach get married in their rules. B'nai Yisrael get married in our rules. Obviously, there are very deep and important reasons why B'nai Yisrael have different rules than B'nai Noach. But that's not the main point here, right? There's obviously, I'm not saying, Chas V'Shalom, that B'nai Yisrael and B'nai Noach, we just have different rules, stam, because, you know, it's nice to wear different color socks, whatever. No, it's there's a lot of spiritual value to those rules. But that's not the point here. The point here is, it's a mitzvah to get married. A person shouldn't be single. He should have a wife. Goyim should have a wife through the way they get married. And Jews should have a wife through the way we get married, which is Kiddushin. That's the sheet of the Smak. Meaning, it's telling a single person, you're not allowed to be single, you have to go out there and get married. Now, Chazal tell us anyway that it's not good to be single for various reasons. But the Chiddush of the Smak is, it's not just that it's not good to be single because, you know, you'll miss out on this and you'll miss out on that, etc. It's that it's an actual mitzvah saying not to be single, to be married. That's the Smak. However, that's not the impression you get, certainly from the Lashon of the Rambam that we just read in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. What does he say? Came Shinin toward the Tzav Yisrael. Shem Yirtza Isha Lisa Isha. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah to get married. Now, again, he admits there's, don't misinterpret me. He admits there's many important reasons why people should get married. Number one, you want to do puruvu, and number two, if we're low isha, you don't have simcha, and you don't have Torah, and you don't have shleimus, and et cetera, and you're subject to aveira, et cetera. Fine. There's many good, practical advice reasons to get married. But that's not the mitzvah say. The mitzvah say is not to get married. The mitzvah say, im yirtza lisa isha, if meila you want to be married, don't get married like the goyim do by just moving in together. Rather, get married in the special Jewish way of Kiddushin. He even says, Yikna osa tchila b'fnei eidim, v'achar kach tielo li'isha. What's he saying? By the B'nai Noach, by the Goyim, how does she become your wife? She becomes your wife by being your wife. You move in together, you share a house, you share a bed, now you're married. It's just this natural process. It's a metzius. It's not a formal kinyan. Oh, well, I took her into the house, and... No, it's a metzius. We all know. If you want to know if someone's married or not... Nowadays, I'm very confused. When I was a kid, you want to know if people were married or not? You look. Did they live in the same house? And if they live in the same house, okay, me and my sister grew up living in the same house. No, that didn't count. No, if they live in the same house and they sleep together, then they're married. Then they're married. And that's what works by B'nai Noach. It's just intuitive. It's a natural process. You know, it's... I have no idea. Maybe maybe the birds do it too. They, I don't know, maybe they live in the same nest and they sleep together, and then that's how the doves stick together. I have no idea. I don't really know anything about animals or birds. But it's just a very natural thing. The Torah commands us, if you want to get married, that commands us to get married. I don't think that's much more story. If you want to get married, then you have to do a kinyan tchila first. Before the metzius of marriage, which is living together, you first have to do a kinyan called kiddushin. And that's likuchen elu mitzvah seishal Torah heim. And uve'ech mishlosha dvarim elu. One of these three things, kesef tarabia, the formal kinyan, that is the chiddush. That's also what it sounds like from the chinuch. The chinuch says, okay, maybe his lashon is not so clear here. We'll get back to that in a second. Here it is. Im yirtze ish likach lo isha yiknos atchila bebiya, etc. Right, says the chinuch also. If a man, not like the smock, you should get married. No, if you want to get married. There might be other reasons you should get married, but not a formal mitzvah. If there's reasons you want to be married, for practical reasons, spiritual reasons, economic reasons, whatever it may be, then before you do the mitzias of living together, you have to do this act called kiddushin. And I think, therefore, there are three shitas. Now, the Rambam, I admit, in some of the places, the Rambam's lashon is not 100% clear. In the Koteret, the heading to Hilchos Isha says, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. That, before we get to Ksuba, I could have said different ways. Lisa Isha means to actually get married. I could have interpreted like the smock. I mean, go out and get married, and how to get married, Biksuba Vikidushin. But I think in light of what the Rambam says in the very next halacha, what the Rambam means, no. Lisa Isha, if you're going to get married, you must do it with Ksuba and Kidushin and not just in a natural way of Bnei Noach. And there's, okay, in the Sefer Mitzvos, the third place he formulates this, he says a very difficult phrase, Livo Bikidushin. It's very tricky to figure out what that phrase, Livo Bikidushin, means. Rav Kafach points out that the Arabic translated from is very tricky, but he sticks with Livo Bikidushin because the Rambam, in the introduction to Mishneh Torah, lists the 613 mitzvos in Hebrew, and he writes Livo Bikidushin as his summary of Sefer Mitzvos. So obviously, the Rambam meant the proper translation from the Arabic to Hebrew should be Livo Bikidushin, because that's how he translated it when he wrote the beginning of the Mishneh Torah. So it's not 100% clear, I admit, what Livo Bikidushin means. You could say Livo Bikidushin means Kiddushei Bia, to do Kiddushei Bia, although that doesn't seem to be the mashmos of the Arabic. I'm not an expert in Arabic. I don't know if anyone here speaks Arabic. If you do, I'll share with you the footnote where Rav Kafach quotes the Arabic, and you could see it seems to be livol b'kiddushin means to do a kiddushin which is about ishus, which is about living together. You know, b'ulas baal, about being a baal and an isha. So livol b'kiddushin seems to mean you should livol b'kiddushin. How should you livol? How should you get married and live together? You should get married and live together through kiddushin.
It means also it shouldn't just be period of Arivia. It's not just reproducing. Livol b'kiddushin is distinct from period of Arivia.
Is distinct from period of Arivia.
That's what Rambam ben Rambam says.
Yes. Okay. So if livol b'kiddushin means, I think it's pretty, I'll take Rav Kafan's word from the Arabic, it doesn't mean do kiddushei bia. It means get into the stage of ba'alah, b'ilah, through the process of kiddushin. Then it's very similar to what the Rambam says here, Lisa Isha B'tzuk Kiddushin. And I admit, if you only had Sefer Mitzvos, if you only had the introduction, the Koteret, the heading of Hilchos Ishos, you could have said that he meant you should go out and actively get married. And how do you get married? You do it through Kiddushin. But I think in light of what he says in Hilchos Ishos, we should, and you could have thought the same as the Smak, but in light of what he says in Hilchos Ishos, we should interpret it differently than the Smak, that he doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to get married. He means, if you're going to get married, you must do it through Kiddushin and not in any other more intuitive, natural fashion. If you're going to Lisa Isha, you must do it B'ksuv V'Kiddushin. And that's, as he says, Im Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha, you have to do it this way. As the Chinuch says, Im Yirtza Ish Likach Lo Isha, you have to do it this way. So we now have, by introduction, three shitas on the mitzvah of Kiddushin. One, that it's not a mitzvah, just a regulation. And that, by the way, is also the shita of the Rivash. The Rivash says, no, the mitzvah is if you want to get married, you have to get married this way. And it's not a chiddush. The whole point of that tshuva is to defend the Rambam. So we have a shita that it's not a mitzvah, a shita on the other end of the spectrum. It's a mitzvah to go out and shidduchim and find a wife immediately. Or a mitzvah that if you do want to get married, if you don't want to get married, don't. Let's say you're already mekayim peruvu, and let's say, you know, you don't need a wife for any of the various reasons mentioned by Chazal, b'seder. But if you do want to get married, you must do this first before you actually enter the state of living as man and wife. That seems to be the sheet of the Rambam.
Is this what you call a mitzvah kiyumit?
And the mitzvah kiyumit is a tricky phrase, meaning it's not a phrase which is found in the Gemara and Rishonim, but it might be. You know, it's a mitzvah that only applies if you want to do a certain thing. You know, you could call that a mitzvah kiyumit. Yeah, for example, there are many, there's machlokes Rishonim Achronim hold, you don't have to mafish shumas amayis just unless you want to eat it. Oh, that's a machlokes, but let's assume that way. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to. If you want to eat, you have to. So it'd be the same. If you don't want to get married, you don't have to do kiddushin. But if you want to get married, you do have to do kiddushin. And it might be similar to shechita. You don't clearly shechita doesn't mean that's a better comparison. Obviously, it doesn't mean you have to go find all chickens and sheep that come to your hands and shech them, right? I think pasha. There's no mitzvah to go out and look for pigeons and shech them. If you want to eat meat, you have to shecht it first. And then it might be a parallel. Okay. All right. The mitzvah of get will be an interesting comparison. Because the Rambam does use a similar lashon by get, although it's different, and I want to maybe comment on that in a moment. He says here, sheyigarish hamigarish b'sefer, that anyone who does want to get divorced has to do it through a document. Okay, but let me come at, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, he hedges a little. He says, I'll call, but if someone has to get divorced, which is really not a good thing, they should at least do it with a Sefer. Okay, let me come back to all this. Let me let me just first look at the evidence from the Gemaras. Now that we have three shitas, let's look at the Gemaras. Is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Right here we have. Here we have that it's just a regulation. This is the Lechor, the Array, and more Mefurish, the Behag. Here we have the Shita of the Rambam. And the Chinuch that in Yirtza, Lisa, Isha, Yikadshena, Tchila. And then we have the Smak, that it's just a mitzvah. Lisa Isha, velo lihisha er lihisha. Okay, just make it very explicit. How about the Gemaras? Does the Gemara call it a mitzvah, or does the Gemara not call it a mitzvah? So, in our Masechet in Kiddushin, it sounds like it is a mitzvah, because the Gemara says that when a man gets married, ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho, what's the Gemara's diyuk? Why is it ish mekadesh bo u b'shlucho? Why not just say b'shlucho, and obviously bo? God can do kiddushin by himself with a shliach. Obviously he can do it by himself. So the chiddush is, no, he can do it by himself, l'chachila, and by shliach b'di'eved, because mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho, it's more of a mitzvah to do a mitzvah yourself than with a shliach. Likewise, by the Isha Miskadesh Bal Bishlucha, Umar says mitzvah Ba Yosem Bishlucha, that it is a, okay, and then there are other opinions we'll go into now. It's a mitzvah for her to do Kiddushin more than for her Shliach to do Kiddushin. So that Gemara sounds like Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Because, you know, we don't say, meaning in Rishus, in non mitzvahs, I never heard that it's better to do it yourself than with a Shliach. Right? If I want to go sell a house or buy a house or buy a car, it's not better. No mitzvah to do myself, I was shlich. Only for mitzvos, it's mitzvah yosim b'shlucho. Only mitzvah, bo yosim b'shlucho. That means a mitzvah, just a bigger mitzvah myself, and a smaller mitzvah through a shliach. So that seems to imply that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. That seems to be a good raya for the Rambam and the Smak, etc., that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Again, it doesn't mean a mitzvah you have to go out and do today, but at least that when you do it, you're doing a mitzvah. Is that, what will the Urayim and the Behag say? Will they have a hard or easy time if they learn the Rishonim?
The fact that we apply it also to a woman shows that it's not
mitzvah. Aha, so not so pashat. Because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, okay, here, this Sefer HaMitzvah is not going to help me at all because it has a lot of girsa issues. At the end of the Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam lists, he says, at the end of the Asays, out of these 248 Asays, 60 apply nowadays to a regular person in regular circumstances. I mean, it could be more in weird circumstances. But 60 apply in normal life, you know, everyday life nowadays, Bizman is Engolos. And out of those 60, here's the ones that women are chayav in, here's the ones women are not chayav in, and in the end, 46 of them apply to women, and 14 don't. Ki azlas yad, they lose yad, they lose 14. So the Rambam writes each one of them if they apply to women or not. Now here it gets a little tricky, because there are different girsaot, what he says about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, and according to some girsaot, they have better manuscripts behind them, and also some girsaot work out to be 46 and 14, and some girsaot don't. So, if you look in the Franco Rambam, you see the better girsa in the Rambam is that it applies to men and women. And so it could be that the mitzvah condition does apply to men and women. I can't promise you because it's all theories and I haven't brought you the evidence firsthand. But you should know that there's two girsos in the Rambam whether the mitzvah applies to women or not. It's very interesting. You ever want to know if the mitzvah applies to women or not, you can either look in the Chinuch, who tells you, or if you want to know according to the Rambam, look at the end of the mitzvah say he lists the 60 and which apply to women and which don't. So it could very well be that it applies to women, and it would look in the Frankel Rambam and the Nuschos and the Tziunim, etc. If you want, and the Sefer Mitzvos, if you want to know more about this. Now, so however, what do the Rishonim say in Daf and Aleph? What does the Ran say there? And many of the other Rishonim, they say, what's the mitzvah?
To refer
to help him do which mitzvah though? They say the mitzvah is not kiddushin. The mitzvah is for revu. They don't say not kiddushin. They say the mitzvah is for revu. The mitzvah there is pur revu. There are two ways to interpret the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph. It could be it's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, or it could be it's talking about the mitzvah of pur revu. Now, the tricky part is if it's talking about the mitzvah of pur revu, then you have to answer up two things. A, they're not doing pur revu, they're just preparing for pur revu. And then you have to be mechadish, that there's mitzvah, yosem mishlucho, even in hechsher mitzvah, even in preparing mitzvah, even building the sukkah and baking the matzah of mitzvah, yosem mishlucho. Not just doing the mitzvah. So that's one chiddush that comes out, right?
What's the example in the
Gemara? The other example in the Gemara is preparing for Shabbos, but preparing for Shabbos might be, the Makna says, is not just a preparation for a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah itself of Kavod Shabbos. Mechino Sheyaviyu says the Makna, or in the Medayik of the Rambam, it's Kavod Shabbos. So that's ambiguous. So there's a big din, which is not our topic now. If we get to Daf Mem Aleph this year, we'll delve into it more, as to whether mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho applies to a preparation, to a Hechsher mitzvah or not. So you have to assume yes. The other problem is women are Pater Puruvu. It's not even a Hechsher mitzvah for her to do Puruvu. She's Pater Puruvu. So then, you have to say either, like Yonatan quoted from the Ran, no, helping someone prepare for a mitzvah is also a mitzvah yosef mishlucho, even if I'm building your sukkah. That's a little funny. How could it be yosef mishlucho? I guess this unique case of helping someone do a mitzvah when only a person like you can help him, and he can't help himself, right? Because a man can't reproduce on his own. He needs a woman who's potter to help him. So therefore, in a case where your help is crucially necessary for someone to do a mitzvah, we apply mitzvah yosef mishlucho, which is a bit of a chiddush, right? Because now we're saying mitzvah yosef mishlucho, even something that's not a mitzvah, just preparing for a mitzvah. And even I'm not the one who's supposed to do the mitzvah. I'm just helping you do your mitzvah. The other Rishonim point out, it could be that a woman does have a mitzvah of puruvu. Maybe the pasuk says, l'sheves yitzara, even though it's not puruvu midaraisa, it's midrabanan, that the Navi tells us that Hashem wanted us to populate the world. Or that even though she's not commanded in Puruvu, she still is a Kiyam, right? Women are commanded in Shofar, but it's still a mitzvah for a woman to hear the Shofar. Women are commanded in Sukkah, but it's still a mitzvah for a woman to sit in the Sukkah. So likewise, the women aren't commanded in Puruvu, but it's still a mitzvah if she doesn't. It's just an optional mitzvah, like most of the mitzvahs they shizman grama, right? Nowadays everyone's worried about the couple of mitzvahs they shizman grama that are usher for women for various reasons that become big political issues. That's not our topic, but from a fundamental Lundish perspective, the mitzvah of the women are potter from, they're potter from, but it's still a mitzvah. Okay, so you can defend that. However, the Sefer HaMakna says he thinks the Pashim Shad in the Gemara is like the Rambam. Yeah, Pashim Shad is like the Rambam. He thinks this is a good mucker for the Rambam. That we see that when a man and woman do Kiddushin, that's called a mitzvah. We say mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. So that proves that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And then it's just the Gemara reads very, very smoothly. And then mitzvah yosef mishlucho only applies to mitzvahs, like preparing for Shabbos, which is an independent mitzvah, as he points out. And there's a lot to say about that, but
so how do you read that Gemara?
What?
How do you read that Gemara? So the Sefer is saying that mitzvah as long as there's more mitzvah sikhucha. So how does it apply to her? There's no mitzvah for her.
Maybe there is. The Rambam, one of the girsos in the Rambam, is that she's also commanding this mitzvah. Okay. So this Gemara you could read different ways. The Machne at the end there is a very interesting one. He wants to say even if it's mutter to have a pi legesh, maybe there's still a mitzvah of kiddushin. That's a bit of a chiddush. If it's mutter to look together about kiddushin, how can you say we're commanded to do kiddushin? Okay, he wants to stretch and stick that in. The easier shot is just if we hold like the Rambam writes mefurish that it's usher for a regular Jew to take a pi legesh, to take a concubine, because Hashem gave us a mitzvah that you have to do kiddushin first, and then give us a law that you can't live together without kiddushin. There are two other Gemaras. One other Gemara, and this Gemara bothered the Rishonim a lot, and the Achronim on the Rambam, the Gemara Moikad, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know there if you're allowed to do kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, well, you're not allowed to do nisuin on Chol HaMoed, so at first they want to do dayek, but you're allowed to do kiddushin, which is actually the true halacha. And then they're doch, they say, no, maybe it meant for you're for sure not allowed to do kiddushin because that's not a mitzvah. You're even not allowed to do nisuin, which is a mitzvah. So it's a mafurish bar, mafkat and daf yud ches amud beis, that kiddushin's not a mitzvah, and nisuin is a mitzvah. So, and what does Rashi say there in Moikatan? Why is nisuin a mitzvah and kiddushin not? It's not that kiddushin is a mitzvah or nisuin's a mitzvah. It's that when the guy does nisuin, right away he starts trying to do peruvu. That's the mitzvah. When a guy does kiddushin, he's not doing peruvu yet. Interesting question. Okay, and so that's a good question. But let's assume that the Gemara was there in a context of writing. So maybe they meant shtar, although it's part of the Shakta Mataria there. Or many Rishonim assume that already in the time of the Mishnah, they were not known to Mekadesh Bebiya. So let's assume that maybe they were not known to Mekadesh Bebiya at that point, or even better, that it's the Ein Nishim Saveris Bebiya Rishona, it says in Chazal. Okay, I'm not getting into whether that's scientifically accurate or not. Right, okay, in the normal case, so maybe you could say that's Yesh Ladin on that, but there are many ways you could say that's not Peruvu, and I guess that's what Rashi would say. He would either say they didn't do Kedusha B in those days, or Kedusha B doesn't count because you're not, you can't get pregnant.
So the same thing then. Hmm? Because then when you have Nisuan, you're also not being a superior religious yet, but you'd also have to wait for a superior as well.
No, but when you do Nisuan, you could do a lot of Bias. You don't only have to do one Bia.
Yeah, but it's not right now.
But it's right away. It's very soon.
I'm prepared to do
it. It's also on Yontif. So the Gemara there says Mefurish Kedushin is not a mitzvah. This works very well for the. Here we have Kedushin. Mem Aleph, right? Amen Aleph, which says Mitzvah Bo Yoser Mi Bishlucho. This works well if you hold that it is a mitzvah. And here you have to say, like the Ran and other Rishonim, that it means the mitzvah of Puruvu, and then explain, just expand the boundaries of mitzvah Yosef Shluchu a little, maybe expand the boundaries of Puruvu a little. On the other hand, that seems to imply it as a mitzvah. On the other hand, in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it doesn't just apply, it says Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid. It says explicitly it's not a mitzvah. So this is a good raya for the Urayim and the Bahag, right? It says Mefurish, black and white, it's not a mitzvah. Black and white, it's not a mitzvah. that only Nisuin is a mitzvah. The Rambam is going to have some trouble here. So, okay, who was the first person to worry about this question on the Rambam?
His son.
His son, Rav Ram ben Rambam, in a tshuva. It's actually in the shut of Rav Ram ben Rambam, but it's summarized accurately in the Kesef Mishnah. He asked, and doesn't it say Mefurish in the Gemara that it's not a mitzvah to do Kiddushin? How could you say it is a mitzvah to do Kiddushin? And what does he answer?
It's a package deal here. You've got the Kiddushin with the Nisuin together. That's what's
right. Says the Ram ben Ramam, he asked the Kasha from Moed Katan, and he says, the mitzvah includes the nisuin. The law of the kaddish isha. The mitzvah is not the kiddushin, it's the nisuin. Zesha amr likuchin el mitzvah say. Doesn't say this likuchin is mitzvah say. Lefishu tchilas mitzvah nisuin. It means the beginning of the mitzvah. Aval erusin b'lo nisuin vaday lo hishlam ha-mitzvah dayin. You start the mitzvah in Kiddushin, meaning Kiddushin is part of the mitzvah, but Kiddushin, you're not finishing to be mekayim the mitzvah, you only finish being mekayim the mitzvah when you do nisuin. So if you're asking, mitzvah ka'avid, have you actually finished the mitzvah? Have you completed and done a mitzvah? Do you have a mitzvah under your belt? The answer is, after erusin, no, you're just in the middle of the mitzvah. Only nisuin is the completion of the mitzvah.
Isn't this difficult, though, if there are counts in minyan mitzvos, two separate mitzvos, Kiddushin and Nisuin?
No, he never counts Nisuin. Never counts Nisuin. Only one mitzvah. Only one mitzvah of Nisuin. That's one answer. Either one answer you have to say, which is Rav Avraham ben Harambam, which is that Kiddushin is the beginning of the mitzvah, and Nisuin is the Gemara mitzvah. You only really fulfill the mitzvah through Nisuin. That's one possibility, in which case, the real mitzvah is the Nisuin.
But are you therefore backtracking? Are you now switching a little
so,
bit?
So good question. So I think that here it gets a little tricky. I think for the smock, that really makes perfect sense. After all, what the smock is saying is that our mitzvah is basically the same idea as Bnei Noach's mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the end, what of Bnei Noach? In the end, they actually live together as a family. So lechora, our mitzvah, even though he says l'kaddish z'isha, he means l'kaddish z'isha and live together as man and wife. After all, it's an extension of v'davak v'ishto. I wouldn't say that just doing a kinyan kesef is v'davak v'ishto yet. But the Vedavik Bishto, you have to live together as man and wife.
Midaraisa, it might be mutter for you to be with this woman even right after Kiddushin.
I don't care if it's mutter midaraisa, according to all we've shown him about one and a half. It's mutter midaraisa to be with the woman after Kiddushin. I don't care if it's mutter to be with her or not. According to many we've shown, it's mutter to be with the Pnuya.
You can be dope.
But the point is, you don't have a relationship of husband and wife yet. There's no Sherksus and Ona. There's no Yerusha. There's no Tuma. There's no Chiyuvei Baal Isha Nisha Baal. You're not living together as man and wife yet.
I think that's what the smack was talking about.
I don't know.
The smack sounds like you'd live with the woman because you should live with the woman. You need to share all those other lives.
Okay. Fair enough. But if I would just say here, if you look at the Lashon, Baal HaSinai nitos to lahem Kiddushin. When they came to Sinai, Kiddushin was also added on. It doesn't sound like subtracted. It sounds like, I think you could say at least for the smack. I'm happy saying for the smack. Really, Bnei Noach just had to live together as man and wife, what we call Nisuin. We also have to do Kiddushin, but Kiddushin is the beginning. It could be you don't finish till Nisuin, although I admit it's not Mochrach. I'm not sure what else I have to say for the smack, but for the Rambam, though, here it's a little tricky. I know every Rosenzweig did not agree with this, or Rambam and Rambam at all. For the Rambam, it's a little tricky. Okay, one second. Okay. On the one hand, the Rambam does say Lisa Isha B'Ksuv V'Kiddushin. Yeah. On the other hand, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon in the actual Halachos, he says Nitzav Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha Yikna Osa Tchila B'Fnei Edim. If you want to do Nisuin, if you want to live together, if you want to be married, you're commanded that if you want to Lisa Isha, you should first be kone before Eidim, v'likuchen elu mitzvah shel Torah. And these likuchen are mitzvah shel Torah. It sounds in the Lashon like the Tanai is the Nisuin, the mitzvah is likuchen elu. Likuchen means Kiddushin, as he says. Likuchen elu mitzvah shel Torah, uve'ech mishlosh dvarim elu ha'isha niknes. V'likuchen elu ha'ina nikran Kiddushin o erusin. Right? Likuchen elu ha'nikran Kiddushin o erusin are mitzvah shel Torah. It sounds the Rambam more like Lisa is the Tanai, and Kiddushin is the mitzvah. So this is one possibility, and this is, he has a diuk from the Lashon of the heading of the Koteres to Hilchos Ishos, but it is not mashma in the actual Hilchos Ishos. There it sounds like, if you want to Lisa Isha, you should first beforehand Bikona also one of these three ways, and these likuchim mitzvah yishal Torah, and these likuchim are called eros and kedushin. It sounds like davka, the things B'nai Noach do are not the mitzvah. That we did before the Torah. The mitzvah is only what the Torah was mechadesh, which is do kedushin first. Okay, I know I have to explain the lashon of the introduction to sefer mitzvahs, which I will, bli neder, soon, relatively soon. So one possibility is we're run by the Rambam. The mitzvah is not complete till nisuin. The Gemara is nisuin. Kiddush is just the tchila, but it doesn't sound like the halachas that it's just the tchila. It really sounds like that's the mitzvah. Okay, the other option is, Rav Rosenzweig actually has an article about this, where he gives a more creative way of explaining the word Moedkatan. You could look it up. Maybe I'll mention it later if the opportunity arises to explain it clearly. But Rav Lechenstein, when he gives Shiran Kiddushin, I think gave a very poshut answer to this Gemara Moedkatan. Based on the Rambam and Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza, when it talks about Moed Katan, is talking about Chol Moed. Obviously, it's Maseches Moed Katan. Beitza is talking about Yontif itself, as is fitting for Maseches Beitza. In Beitza, it says, here are the things you're not allowed to do on Yontif. You're also not allowed to do them on Shabbos. But it happens because in the context of Yontif, for reasons which we can't go into now. And it says that you have to look at the structure of the Mishnah in Beitza. I really think there's not a kasha on the Rambam at all, and I really think you don't need to come on to a run but a Rambam's answer if you just read the Gemara in Beitza carefully. Says the Gemara in says the Mishnah in Beitza, says Kol shechayav lo mishum shvos mishum rishus from mitzvah b'shabbos chayav lo yantif. Any that's gzeira drabanan, they're only surim drabanan. They're called shvos rishus and mitzvah. What are shvos rishus and mitzvah? Shvos is secular things that you're not allowed to do. Like climbing trees and riding animals. Rishus is optional religious acts that non-immediately obligatory religious acts like lo donim, lo mekadshim, lo chotzim, lo miyabim. Like, you know, okay, the din Torah and kedushin yibam, those are rishus. And what's a mitzvah? Lo makdishiv, lo marichiv, lo machrimiv, lo agbiyin trumas, u maestros. Okay, so there's rishus, there's mitzvah, and there is shvus. And there's shvus. The Gemara asks, how could you call kedushin rishus? Isn't kedushin a mitzvah? And the va mitzvah ka'avid, isn't it a mitzvah? First the Gemara is about, isn't in Torah mitzvah? Don't you have to judge? If there's a bigger talmud chacham than you, then it's just rishus. Isn't this a mitzvah? You're already married with kids, so there's no mitzvah to do kiddushin. But if you're not married with kids, then there is a mitzvah to do kiddushin. Meaning, if you have kids, there's no mitzvah to do kiddushin. If you don't have kids, there is a mitzvah to do kiddushin. Now, what do the kids seem to imply here? That the issue might be period for Rivya, although it also says Isha. So Rashi is here period for Rivya. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, also says here period for Rivya. The Rambam says here the mitzvah is period for Rivya. He says if you don't have a wife and kids, the mitzvah period for Rivya. If you do have a wife and kids, then it is Rishus. Okay, what happened to the? Why does the Rambam here focus on period for Rivya and not Kiddushin? Right? Why doesn't the Rambam say Kiddushin is a mitzvah in and of itself? Now, the Rambam, the interesting thing about the Rambam here in Beitza is that he doesn't say Kiddushin is not a mitzvah because you're not Gomer to Nisuin. He says Kiddushin is not a mitzvah because you're not Chayiv, because you don't need to do Puruvu. But that's for sure against the Rambam. I mean, Rambam is not going to help. If you have here, the Gemara in Beitza, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in Beitza says it's only a mitzvah of Puruvu. Right? Why doesn't it say there's no mitzvah told Mar Nisuin? It sounds to me from the Rambam Beitza and from the context in Beitza, what is Rishus and what is mitzvah? Right? Now, okay, maybe it's not 100% clear, but Rishus is also doing a mitzvah. Yibam, if you're not the oldest brother, that's called Rishus. Chalitza, if you're not the oldest brother, it's called Rishus. It's also doing a mitzvah. It's just that you're not absolutely obligated to do it. Mitzvah kiyumis, it's an optional mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah you have to do. It's a mitzvah that, if you do it, it's a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. And maybe that's how the Rambam understood. Shavuos is not a mitzvah at all. Rishus is a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. And mitzvah, okay, I'm going to leave that a little bit. Some of those things are unclear, but maybe mitzvah is something which has more of an obligation to it. Now, what Rav Lichtenstein is claiming for the Rambam then is, when the Gemara says mitzvah ka'avid lav mitzvah ka'avid, it didn't mean did you do a mitzvah or did you not do a mitzvah. It means, is this something pressing that should be doche yontif, or is it something not pressing that shouldn't be doche yontif? He admits that he's reading into the words a little, but he says what the Gemara really means, it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah to do kiddushin. It means that it's not a pressing mitzvah. It's not an obligatory mitzvah to do kiddushin, because the mitzvah is if you want to get married, to do kiddushin. If you don't want to get married, you're not obligated in kiddushin. So I admit that...
So the Gemara makes as a proof that it's not a mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one second.
The Gemara makes a proof
says Rav Lichtenstein, even though it is not the simplest shot in lav mitzvah kavod, but he says in the context of the Gemara, what's the context of the Gemara? Are you allowed to do it on Chol Hamoed Yontif or not? Meaning, is it doche yontif? Why should it be doche yontif? It should be doche yontif. It's something you have to do. And that's what's a nice thing to do. So he says maybe the Gemara just meant you are not obligated to do it because of pru urvu. You're not obligated to do it because of pru urvu. That's lav mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of pru urvu. And the Rambam also agrees this is talking about pru urvu. And the Gemara only considers pru urvu and not mitzvahs kiddushin because it's only interested in absolute pressing obligations. Right, we're only going to have even a hava mina to be doche yontif and chol hamoed if something is something necessary to do, not if it is, not if it's something which is just if you want to do it, then this is what you have to do first. And therefore, the Gemara says nisuin is necessary to do because it's puruvu, you have to start having kids. Kiddushin is not necessary to do because if you're not going to do nisuin until later, you could wait with the kiddushin until later, and you haven't lost anything. I admit, it's not the simple shot of lav mitzvah ka'avid, but I think you could bring a smach to this from the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis and Beitza, where the Rambam Perish Mishnayis and Beitza says, what's the mitzvah of Kiddushin? It's puruvu. Why didn't he say the mitzvah was nisuin? Why did he say the mitzvah was puruvu? So he says, when it comes to being doche yontif, we're not interested in anything that's a mitzvah. We're only interested in absolute obligations, in things that are timely and have to be done now, and that's only puruvu. Okay, so we have two ways he can get out of the Gemara Moed Katan, which I'll come back to.
I understand doche is something like Brit Mila where there's a day. Mm-hmm. But here you're talking about a week on Yom Tov Chol Hamoed. You call that a pressing thing that has to be done this week?
Yeah. Why? You should do puruvu today. You shouldn't wait till next week. Now, again, whether there's an absolute halachic obligation to do that, I'm not going to discuss. But clearly, what I'm trying to say is this. You're going to miss out on the mitzvah of puruvu if you wait till next week. You're going to miss out on a week of puruvu. If you're not doing nisuin anyway, and you're waiting for kiddushin, you're not going to miss out on anything. It's just as good to do kiddushin today and nisuin in 3 weeks, or to do kiddushin in 1 week and nisuin in 3 weeks. It's not just as good to do puruvu now, or to wait and do puruvu later. So I think maybe that's the... I think maybe that's the point. I will even say it a little clearer. And the mitzvah of kiddushin is not relevant because it is just as lechatchila to do it later. Right, as long as you do kiddushin before nisuin, you've done the mitzvah l'mahadrin, and really, there's nothing better about doing kedushin earlier than later. There is something better about doing peruvu earlier than later.
If you hold that far, that would mean as soon as someone decides they're going to get married, they have to get married. They can't say, we'll wait 3 months or anything like that. I mean...
Okay, I would say that's why we phrased here. I wouldn't say that they absolutely have to, but I would say that if they can, then they should, and it would be preferable l'chadchila. Now, why do people get engaged and not get married right away? Okay, because there are counter pressures. There are reasons why it's difficult for them. You know, they have to wait till their family come for the wedding, and they have to wait till they can get a hall, and they have to wait till this and that, etc. But I'm not saying it's an obligation to doche everything else in the world. But if you want to know, is it a bigger mitzvah to get married today or to get married next month? It's a bigger mitzvah to get married today if I'm going to actually do nisu and do peruvu. But if you want to say Mela, the weddings, the nisuins, next April, is it a big mitzvah to do kedushin today or to do kedushin next week? What's the difference? Look at the kedushin beforehand. Doing it earlier is not a bigger mitzvah. I think maybe that's what the Rambam would say. The issue isn't whether it is or isn't a mitzvah, but whether it's a mitzvah that is more of a mitzvah to do now, even if it's not an absolute obligation come hell or high water. But if it's more of a mitzvah to do now than later, peruvu, it's more of a mitzvah to do now than later. Kiddushin, as long as I do before Nisuin, it's not more of a mitzvah to do now than later. Maybe that's how the Rambam would read the Gemara Moed Katan.
Maybe it's more in a getter of Zerizin, might be a mitzvah, rather than
okay, that's a very important question, which is very Nugia Lamaisa, but I'm not going to get into it now. Now, but let's
why can't we just distinguish the mitzvah Kiyumi from the mitzvah Kiyumi?
Okay, you could say that as well. If you could say the same thing. I mean, Peruvu is a mitzvah Kiyuvit. You must do it. Kiddushin is a mitzvah Kiyumit. If you're getting married to a girl, you have to do it through Kiddushin. And then you could, so you could, or, I agree. I'm always a little reluctant to use those words because I'm not sure I totally understand them. But you could say mitzvah Kiyuvit and mitzvah Kiyumit. And the Gemara, there's only interested in mitzvah Kiyuvit.
Okay.
I'm not sure who invented that formulation. It's a good question. I don't think it's just since I was born. But I'm not sure who invented that formulation. Okay, and the Gemara and Beitza will really have to leave for another opportunity because I don't know who invented it. Okay. The Rambam does have a discussion in Hilchos Brachos about mitzvahs that you have to do and mitzvahs that you don't absolutely have to do. But he doesn't use those words. If you remember, anyone remember Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud or something? It's not our topic now, but the Rambam does say in Hilchos Brachos, that he says there are yeshivot shadam chayv leshtada velirdof atchiyasa osam kion tefillin sukkah lulav shofar ve'ilan karm chova. There are mitzvahs that are called chova because you have to run and find them till you can do them. Vishadam chayv kol panim lasos v'yeshivot she'eno chova eladom lirshus. Some mitzvahs are like rishus. Go mezuzah umake she'enam chayv lishkom vayis chayv mezuzah kliyasa mezuzah elar rotz alishim etc. Right, mezuzah and makah are, he says, are like rishos. Like, if you don't want a house, you don't build a mezuzah. If you want a house, you put up a mezuzah. So I think clearly kedusha would be in the second category for the Rambam. That's why he's different from the smach. Then you have to run and find a wife because this mitzvah says. Again, in some circumstances, maybe there's other practical reasons you should find a wife. But you don't have to run and find a wife because this mitzvah says. Rather, if you want a wife, you have to do kedushin. If you want a house, you have to do mezuzah. If you want a roof, you have to have a makah, etc. So he doesn't say chiyuvus and chiyumus, but maybe you could see that as a makar. But again, we're not getting to that. Now, let's look at the main nafgamina of this discussion. What is a major nafgamina of this discussion of whether it's a mitzvah or not? So, yes.
Cloud's really close.
One nafkamina, by the way, I'll just point out, could be, this is a indirect, a cheshbon nafkamina, right? If you're a good accountant, you'll follow this nafkamina. One nafkamina could be the hekef, scope. Scope of mitzvah bo yoter. Mi bishlucho, according to the Urim and the Behag, then it applies even to hetzer mitzvah, while according to the Rambam and the Smak, if you go with the Makne, you could very well agree with the Sefer HaMakne that only to the mitzvah itself, right? So that, meaning it's not a direct nafkamina. It's not as if there's some substantive connection between what you think of the mitzvah and kedushin and the mitzvah of the shlucho. But if you work at the cheshbon of the sugya, which the Makne does, right? It turns out, if you work at the cheshbon of the sugya, it turns out that if you hold like the Urim and the Behag, you're forced to say mitzvah of the shlucho applies even to a hetzer mitzvah. If you hold like the Rambam, you could say like the Makne, that it only applies to the mitzvah itself. Another nafkamina, which is what the Rivash discusses, before we get to the main nafkaminas on the Mikoros, is the heter of a pilegish. If we assume there's a funny Rashi and Chumash, we assume a pilegish is without kiddushin. Let's assume that. Then, meaning, if not just pilegish or just premarital relations, right? Are you now halacha lemaisa? Clearly, it is usher. Clearly, it is usher for like people who are not married to each other to just stop and sleep around. We know Bezin Shel David goes around the Yichud of a Pnuya. So if Yichud of the Pnuya is usher, then obviously B of a Pnuya is usher. You know, it's at least from Bezin Shel David. But the question is, what about a Pilegesh? Maybe Pilegesh is not a Pnuya. Maybe Pilegesh is mutter, maybe usher. Or what about a Pnuya Midoraisa? Right? Heter Pilegesh. Or just a Stam Pnuya Min HaTorah. Right? So, if you say like the, here's what's interesting, if you say like the Rambam, then clearly there's an Issur D'oraisa to live with a girl outside of wedlock. We're commanded that if you want to marry a woman, or certainly, let's stick with the Pilegus for now, maybe that's the easiest one. I'll mention both, how to fit in the Pnuya. For the Rambam, if you want to marry a woman, we are commanded that you must do kiddushin first. And you cannot have a common law wife or an apartment with a mistress without doing kiddushin first. So it's clearly an Issur D'oraisa of Pilegesh. Maybe it's also a lav of we'll see a kiddushin in Nos Yisrael, which the Rambam refers to more casual, informal relationships. But it's certainly, at the very least, an Issur D'oraisa. So according to the Rambam,
what's the
Issur D'oraisa for Pilegesh? It's not the same for Pnuya? What? So, it's at least a violation of D'oraisa of the Asay of Kedushin. And maybe also a violation of the Lav of Kedesha.
You're not being with her like you are your wife.
A Pilegesh you are. You're living with her. That's why I said a Pilegesh.
But not all the halachas that apply to being Yerush and stuff apply to Pilegesh.
Neither do they for Bnei Noach, and yet we're commanded first to do Kedushin. So, Usher, at least, Mishum Asay de Kiddushin. It's also because of Asay of Kiddushin.
What do you need that for?
According to the Rambam. What do you need that for? That's, I said, at least Lav Kiddusha. So, that depends on the Machlokas, which we're not getting into yet, which is whether the Lav of Kedesha only applies to a casual relationship or applies even to
a... But Rambam held even casual.
No, but does it Lav of Kedesha also apply to Pilegesh? Maybe she's not a Kedesha because she's living in one guy's house and she's not sleeping around. That's a Machlokas Achronim. The Rav was very certain that a Pilegesh was also in the Lav of Kedesha. Right. Other Rishonim were not so certain. That's what the Rivash was discussing. Why was the Shur Rivash arguing against the... What was his name? Rav Yosef... Then something? Ben Yosef ben David. And the Rivash says it is a mitzvah. He was arguing whether you're allowed to take a Pilegesh or not. This is the famous Shur Rivash about whether you can have a common law, whether you're permitted to have a common law relationship.
But the Rambam held that that's also a Pilegesh except for Melech.
Right. And then the Rambam works well with Shitase. The Rambam works well with Shitase. The Rambam works well Lishitase. Pilegesh is Asura to a head yod. Okay, the melech, he'll have a special rule, right? Melech has special rules. That's different. But at least for a head yod, a pilegesh is forbidden. That would make sense. That would make sense for the Rambam. That's the way the Rivash looks at it. This is how the Rivash analyzed the sugya. If you really want to, maybe you could get out of this the way Yonatan was saying, but I think certainly the simple shot is the way the Rivash understood it. And here's also what Rav Yosef ben David in the Rivash said. He said that maybe it should be mutter. Meaning, the Torah never commanded you. The Torah said this is the procedure of marriage. It never said you had to do it. Now, maybe you could find some other pasuk to ask for it, maybe not, right? But if you assume, like, the pashut shot of Rashi, and, no, if you assume, like, uncle, the pashut shot of unkelus, that the lav of Kadesha means something else. That only means someone who sleeps with an effet, kanani. Or if you assume the lav of Kadesha only means someone who sleeps around, like, pritzas, terrible pritzas, then there's no lav, and there's no assay. So maybe it's mutter to have a pilegish, and not only Dari, so maybe it's much all of the mice to have a pilegish, and that's a machlokes rishonim and achronim ad hayom hazeh. Our minhag nowadays is like the osrim, that it's also to have a pilegish, but every once in a while there are these crazy rabbis who pop up, not rabbis you ever heard of in learning Torah, but rabbis who pop up in the news, and the news tries to make them to big rabbis, so it'll be exciting news, who like are mutter pilegish. And there was one actually great rabbi who would have me of doing so, you know, over 200 years ago, but did not lemaisa, because he was a great rabbi and he understood that not everything you think is a cute idea you should start doing.
According to the smak, what
would it usually be? According to the smak yesh l'ayin, because he doesn't say it's a mitzvah that if you want to get married, you have to adopt it through kedushin. Although he does say it's a mitzvah to have a wife through kedushin. So according to the smak, if I already have a wife, would the Torah have any objections to also having a pilegesh? I'm not sure. I have to have a wife. What if I want a wife and a pilegesh? Remember, before Rabbeinu Gershom. So, yesh l'ayin in the smak. If I don't have a wife and I take a pilegesh, then for sure I'm doing something wrong, because the Torah commanded me to take a wife. But if I have a wife and I also take a pilegesh, I'm not sure what the smak would say.
The
right?
Business with the pilegesh is always dependent if you learn that the pilegesh is just without kedushin or without kedushin.
I'm assuming without kedushin. That's the mainstream.
No, and if you learn also without ksuba, that's
right. Okay,
that's
yesh.
What it goes on.
Okay,
if you do without a ksuba, then you do the.
Then let's come back to that.
You've got that.
Okay,
mahala.
Good. Then let's come back to that. Now, the main nafkamina, of course, as discussed by older Rishonim and by older Rishonim, you don't even need to get there front of the Rishonim. So everything is Birkas Erusin. Right? There is clearly something called Birkas Erusin. There is clearly at least one thing called Birkas Erusin. According to Rabbeinu Yechiel, famously there are two. Or there's something called Birkas Erusin in the Gemara. Mind the Varek, what do we say? Asher, Kedishanu, Vitzosav, Vitzivanu, Al Harayos, Vyasa Lanu, Sarusos, Vihetir Lanu, Sanesuos. Rabbeinu Tam added Lanu just so that no one, I mean, you'd have to be. It's hard to get the wrong idea here. Asalonis arusos, vehitolonis nesuos means I can't marry my next door neighbor's arusa, but I can't sleep with his nesua. So Rabbi Tam added, he said, no, you think we're naive if you think you have to be retarded to misunderstand that. You don't have to be retarded. You just have to be very smart and have a big yitzhara to misunderstand that. You'll say, I was b'dayik in the bracha. It's awesome to marry, sleep with an arusa, but it's much to sleep with a nesua. It didn't say who's nesua. I can sleep with anyone's nesua. So he added, vehitolonis nesuos lanu. And it's a machlokas amoran, but we end Baruch Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael, and machlokas Rishonim, whether to go further, but we add Mekadosh Yisrael de chupa v'kiddushin. Ashkenazim say chupa v'kiddushin, Sfardim say chupa v'kiddushin, with a vase. But we're not going to get into that now. The Birkas Erusin is a funny bracha. How do we categorize Birkas Erusin, right? This is the famous Dion of the Rush, right? The famous Dion of the Rush. On the one hand, we start off, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Rishonu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu. What category would you put that into? It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Asher Rishonu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu. The only problem is, we don't say, Asher Rishonu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu. L'Kadosh Ze'isha or Alekidushin or whatever it may be. Also, we talk Arayas and Isser Arusos and Heter of the Suos. We never actually say to do kiddushin, right? That starts sounding a lot more like, is there another bracha that's not a Birkas HaMitzvah that starts with Asher Kishon Mitzvosav? Kiddush. I didn't say mitzvah. But it starts sounding a lot more like Kiddush, which the Gemara then asks. The Gemara has a machlokes. Do you have an ending or meaning, Baruch Hashem, a chasima or not? The Ma'an Nevi says chasima because it's like Kiddush. And we have a chasima. Because it ends like Kiddush. Right? Meaning, Asher Kishanim Tzvosav, with the mitzvah, without the mitzvah, mitzvah, baratza vanu, okay, close enough. Doesn't necessarily mean birchas mitzvah. No one says a birchas mitzvah, Kiddush on Shabbos. It's a birchas shevach called Yom Kedusha. Okay, maybe even a little more than that, but let's suffice with that for now, since we're not learning
except
for Shabbos.
Except the Kiddush itself is the mitzvah.
I understand. So here, this is a fundamental machlokas. This is famous as a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Whether it's a birchas mitzvah or a birchas shevach. Like Kiddush. The Rush says very clearly, the Rush starts off saying, I mean, he brings down a few machlokas, and then he says, before he gets to questions. First question is, what's up with this text? Right? This is not what a birchas mitzvah should sound like. We're bringing the kitchen sink. And not the kitchen to the sink. We're bringing in very, very holy, philosophically very important and sublime ideas. But it's not a birchas mitzvah. It's not talking about what I'm doing now. So his answer is, it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a birchas ha-shevach. The Rambam says very clearly, in the third perek of Hilchas Ishus, says the Rambam, at the end of the third perek, he couldn't be more clear if he tried, and he was always trying. Gimel, chaf gimel, kol mekadosh isha bein el diatzvi nishliach tzorch levarach kodem ha-kidushin, ohu o shlucho, kederech shemavarachim al kol ha-mitzvos. Very clear. You make the bracha just like you make a bracha on all mitzvos. It's a birkas mitzvah. So this is a famous machlokas. Is it a birkas mitzvah or a birkas shevach voda? Clearly, we're going to have to erase the board and make room for this. Not yet. For this chakira, we'll call it for the. But nafkamina, the nafkamina would be clear. If it's not a mitzvah, then clearly it's not shy of talking about a birkas mitzvah. Right? So then you would clearly say, like the Rush, that it's a birkas ha-shevach, it's like Kiddush, it's not a birkas ha-mitzvah. But if you hold, like the Rambam or the Smak, that it is a mitzvah, then even so, just because a mitzvah doesn't prove that what you're saying is a birkas ha-mitzvah, it could be that it's a mitzvah. But you're saying a birkas ha-shevach. But then I would say probably, and then it works well with Shitase, well with the Rambam, that is a birkas ha-mitzvah. Min hastam, if it's a mitzvah, we can say it's a birkas ha-mitzvah. Although it's not makrach, you could say it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, but for some technical reason, we say a birkas ha-shevach instead of the birkas mitzvah. So you could say like the Rambam is a birkas mitzvah, but you don't have to say that. You could also say like two other possibilities, but there's a strange shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel. I don't know if it's Rabbeinu Yechiel in Paris. They all quote Rabbeinu Yechiel. He's originally found in the Haggos Rabbeinu Peretz on the bottom of the Smak. From there, he's quoted in the Ritva. That's on the Makor sheet, but that's originally in Ksuvas. And he's quoting the Hagos Maimonios, that's on the bottom of the Rambam. He says that there are two brachos. This is the Birkas HaShevach, but the Chassan also says, Sherek Yushev is also the Kaddish is Isha. So, meaning, he says, it's a mitzvah, it needs a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it happens to be the Birkas Erisin is something else. Or you could say, like, the Shitas Yachid of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that Birkas Eirusin is a Birkas HaShevach, but he also says, Asher Kedishanim Mitzvosa Vitzivanu L'Kadesh Yisaisha is Birkas HaMitzvah, which again is a Shita Yach, there's two different brachos, but it is a real Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel that's quoted by many people, and the Ritva even defends Rabbeinu Yechiel and says, Taki thinks we don't do it, that's not the minhag, that's not our Masorah, but he thinks it's a very respectable, possible position. Or, as the Ritva says, quoting the Ramban, or, like the Ramban, it's in the Ritva, it's also in the Ramban there, says the Ramban that I mean, okay, the Ramban, it's not so clear. You have to put together the Rans, etc. There's still work to be done in putting together the Ran and Ksubas with the Ran and Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. But what the Ramban says, at least, if you just look at the Ramban, is that seems to have run Ben Rambam. The mitzvah is not finished till Nisuin, and therefore you can't say a bracha because you're not finishing the mitzvah yet. Okay, Yesh Ladin on that. But he assumes you can't make a bracha if you're not finishing the mitzvah. And therefore, then we're talking about Birkas HaShevach instead, because you can't say Birkas HaMitzvah for technical reasons. So it sounds like, even if it is a mitzvah, for technical reasons you can't say Birkas HaMitzvah, so they made a Birkas HaShevach instead. Or says the Ramban, he says, you can't say Birkas HaMitzvah for technical reasons. The technical reason, according to the Ramban, being that you're not doing Gemar Mitzvasa. And the Ritva is not impressed by it, but that's what the Ramban says. So they established, that's how you say, we're mitaking, a Birkas HaShevach. So it's not a Mochrach Nafgamina here, meaning it's Mochrach. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. That seems to be pretty straightforward.
But also they're like, for whatever reason, like by Kriyat Shema, when we're mitaking Birkas HaShevach, to go with it, so then there's no Birkas HaMitzvah.
Correct. And correct. Look, the Smak has a lotion like that. He says you say the bracha of the Birkas Eirasin. Oh, brachas upoteris lechasim levarich lekadosh zeisha. And that potters from levarich zeisha. Like theoretically, it should be levarich zeisha, but you're guilty with that. So maybe he means what you're saying. Anyway. I say, if it's not a mitzvah, it's hard to say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. If it is a mitzvah, Pashup shot at the Rambam, unless she does say it. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah, the Rambam says Birkas HaMitzvah, Shalom al Yisrael. The Rambam is exceedingly consistent here. He does not leave any problems behind. There's still some Eim, but he doesn't leave any problems. But theoretically, you could say it's a mitzvah, and there is a Birkas HaMitzvah, just this is a second bracha, like Rabbi Yechiel. Or it's a mitzvah, but there are technical problems saying the Birkas HaMitzvah, so we have Birkas HaShevach instead, which are the ritual quotes from the Ramban. However, the Rush himself, if you look inside the Rush, his Lashon, I admit, is somewhat ambiguous, because he keeps calling it a mitzvah, but if you look what he says the following problem. Okay, look in the Taz in Yoredeia, Simon Yud Zayin, you'll find a very, very different answer to the Rush's problem, but not for now. He says, how come on Shechita, we call Shechita mitzvah? Because, like, even though you don't have to shecht, if you want to eat, you have to shecht. So why don't we call this a mitzvah? Why do we make a bracha on Shechita and not on Kiddushin? And he says, it's very different. He says that number one, he says, the key of mitzvah is only in Puruvim. The key of mitzvah is puruvu, and you can take the pilegish and do puruvu. Yeah. Right? Meaning that if you apparently he thinks the pilegish is probably fine, right? You can take a pilegish. You could do a lot of Ashkenazi Rishonim think a pilegish is fine. You can take a pilegish, you can do puruvu. And you don't need to do this. And therefore he says, you know why this is different than Shechita? Three reasons. Number one, you need to shecht in order to eat. You don't need to do kiddushin in order to do anything. You want to live with a girl? Make her a pilegish. You want to do puruvu? You can get a pilegish. You don't need to do... You need to do shechita if you want to get to a hamburger. You don't need to do kiddushin if you want to get to a wife and kids, or a woman, a partner, and kids. And then he also says, in shechita, the Torah says, b'lashon sivoy, v'zavachta. So therefore, it's a mitzvah. Here, there's no lashon. The Torah never says, thou shalt take a wife. It says, ki yikach ish isha. If. The Torah says, if. That's not a mitzvah, that's if. And then thirdly, he says, shechita by kachin is a mitzvah of shechita. And therefore, naming a bracha and chulin as well, but there's never an obligation of kiddushin. It seems pretty clear from the Rush that what kind of mitzvah does he think this rule of Kiddushin is? It's not a kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is puruvu. It seems to me that he means it's a regulation. Yeah, and a chanami. It's one of the commandments of the Torah. But it's not a commandment of the Torah, something you have to do. It's not even something you have to do if you want to live with a woman. You can always take a pilegish. Now again, The Makdis says, even if you're allowed to take a Pelegish, maybe if you want her to be your wife and not a Pelegish, you have to do Kiddushin. That's a big Kiddush. And a Pelegish, someone who lives in your house, who... I'm not allowed to say this anymore. But my grandfather would have said, who cooks and cleans and does your laundry, although I, Chas V'Shalom, would never say such things, the who shares your bed, shares the house, who, you know, it's the difference between a Pelegish and a wife is really just the Kiddushin and the Ksuba. It's the Kiddushin of Ksuba, as the Gemara says in the mainstream Girsa. Isha with Kiddushin and Ksuba, Pelegish with Kiddushin and Ksuba. So it really seems in the rush like the Torah never commands you to do Kiddushin. It's like Rav Yosef and David and like the Hag. If you want to, and I understand why you might want to, because people want to have a more formal relationship and with, you know, with penalties for violating the deal, et cetera, to just scare off all the other men, et cetera. They might want to do this. But it really seems from the Rush that what he's trying to say is that, yes, it's one of the rules given by the Torah, but it's not a kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is puravu. It's just a regulation given by the Torah. A pelegish
needs a get?
A pelegish does not need a get. I don't think anyone thinks a pelegish needs a get. Okay, there's a very peculiar rugged shover. In the shut of the rugged shover, where he doesn't discuss pelegish, but he says that basically a common law marriage needs a get for a very, very mechudish svara, but that's not mainstream. No. That's a mainstream svara. Here it's because he says that if you marry someone without kiddushin, then you're still married b'dinei b'nei Noach. But since you're a Jew, therefore, even to take away the nisun of b'nei Noach, you need a get. Very strange things we're not getting into. Now, I would add the rush here, mashmaos of the rush. I would add the mashmaos of the rush. And therefore, the rush l'shitasa, meaning if you look at the rush, it seems pretty clear. He's saying it's not a birksa mitzvah, it's a shevach. Why? He's not saying it's not a birksa mitzvah because for technical reasons we don't make a birksa mitzvah because you'll make it another time, etc. He's saying it's not a birksa mitzvah because I'm downgrading this mitzvah to be something the Torah never actually expressed in a way of commanding, something which is never obligatory, something which is not even necessary in any circumstances according to Ritzon Hashem. Basically, what he's saying is it's a regulation and not a mitzvah.
Well, you could say the same thing about shita. You want to eat, go find a bed by koa.
I think you're... besides the fact that it's not necessarily practical, I think you're fundamentally wrong. Because the ben pakua was shechted. It just doesn't look like it was shechted.
Yeah, but you don't have to... The
ben pakua was shechted by someone else on my behalf. But it was shechted. I can't eat a ben pakua without shita. It's just that it was shechted before it was born. But it was shechted. Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting confused here with which bracha we're speaking about. We're jumping.
We're talking Asher Kshom Zotzvon Al Harayos. The Birkas Eirusin, what the rabbi says.
But the discussion, you're sure. But the discussion is all about Asher Kshom Zotzvon Al Kiddushin.
No,
that's what the discussion is.
No. Okay.
You're jumping discussions.
Okay. What I mean to say is that. The Rush asks why the Lashon is Asher Kshom Zotzvon Al Harayos and not Mekadesh Seisha. His answer is that it's a Birkas Shevach and not a Birkas Mitzvos.
Which is?
The one we actually say.
The one we say.
The one we say is a Birkas Shevach.
Yeah.
We don't say Birkas Mitzvah. We instead say Birkas Shevach. Why? And the Rush answer basically is not a mitzvah. Well, the Rambam says we do say Birkas Mitzvah because it is a mitzvah.
And the Rambam says we do say this. The Rambam's lashon says we make a bracha. So before
a birksa mitzvah,
which
Asher Kshom Zotzvon Al Harayos. No one bar Ben Yechiel holds of this phantom bracha. By the Rush, it's just a havamina. By the Rush, it's just a havamina. It's a foil.
So the Rambam is talking about the bracha that we do.
Our birkas Eirusin.
Our
birkas
Eirusin. He relates to it as
yes.
The birkas mitzvah
explicitly and explicitly. Yes. Now, before we just tie up one loose end. I want to bring in a, you know what? Let's just tie up the loose end first. Let's go to a subchakira now. Zev? Yes. Zev, Yitraf.
We're assuming that the Berakos HaMetz is made before the mitzvah.
Ah, so hold that thought. Great. Now, now we have here a sub-chakira. I mean, a new chakira. Is it a birkas shevach or a birkas mitzvah? That's really a chakira where you're learning ksubas, but we should just at least briefly summarize. I gave you a whole list of nafkaminas here. And then we'll come back to one more, or about Kiddushin. But if we have this new chakira, Rush versus Rambam, is it a birkas hashevach or is it a birkas hamitzvah? Right? Forgetting now about what lies behind it that we had on the board here. Let's just deal with the chakiras we have in front of us in birkas irsin, and what I mean chayim is our birkas irsin. Is it the Rush birkas hashevach or the Rambam birkas hamitzvah? And this is not a chakira medayik, meaning these rishonim are explicitly discussing this chakira. Some of the nafkaminas we might have to logically figure out on our own, but we'll see that they're exceedingly consistent. So, what are some of the nafkaminas? In the Rush, where did I put my Rush? I think one of the things that he says here is, he says, some people say you should do a kodem asiyasan, but some people say you should do it achar asiyasan. Right? And he holds, seems pretty clear, that ain't sort of our achra siyasa, and that seems to be the last thing he quotes. He seems to agree to that, and Tosfos Pesachim says that explicitly. So it would be a great nafkamina. Nafkamina number one is over la siyasa. Right? Do you do it beforehand or afterwards? After all, Kiddush we do, assuming, like most Rishonim, after Shabbos starts. Most of the Birkas HaShevach we do afterwards, right? You don't say a bracha and then look at the mountain. You don't say a bracha and then buy new clothes. No, you do it and then you say the bracha. So the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say?
Kiddush?
No, here. Don't bring me the Rambam by Kiddush. I know what you want to say and I'm not getting into it. The Rambam says, Tzarech levarech kol dama kiddushin. Not only that, and Kiddush lo birech, lo yavarech. Achrei kedushin, you have to do beforehand, and it's ba'akeh. You absolutely do beforehand, and that's great, the Rambam l'shitasei. Says the Rambam l'shitasei, he says, right, kodem ha-kedushin, or over la-siyasan, right? He doesn't use that word here, but over la-siyasan, and he's very serious about it. However, the Rush, he brings that to opinions, but if we assume the opinion he brings down and he ends with, that is his maskana. The Rush seems to follow Tosos and Pesachim. Tosos and Pesachim says that we do it achar asiyasan. Right? And that works well. Lishitase, the Rush, the Tosos and Pesachim says we do it achar asiyasan. Now, there are two reasons, though, you could say achar asiyasan. Why did the Ravid say to do it afterwards?
Maybe they'll change their minds.
Right, meaning you could say technically achar asiyasan. Right, or could say, like the Ravid, achar asiyasan, for technical reasons, because the woman might say no. Now, it would be embarrassing and awkward, but it could happen, right? What if she says no? After all, he can't force her to say yes. Let's assume for now. So he says, all right, if he says the bracha, if she says no, it'll be a bracha vatala. Therefore, if we assume that's what the Ravid means, therefore there are technical reasons he does it afterwards. After all, we know most Rishonim against the Rambam hold that when there's an important technical reason, you can make a bracha after the mitzvah, like we do for Netilas Yadayim. Right? The Rambam doesn't. But okay, so here, if it was just the Rambam Ravid, you would say it's a birkas mitzvah. They're having an old technical machlokes of a birkas mitzvah. The Rambam says it's always beforehand, no matter what. And the Ravid says that sometimes when you have a technical reason, you make it afterwards. But that's not the Rush in Tosfos. The Rush doesn't say you do it afterwards for technical reasons because she might say no. The Rush says you do it afterwards because ein nevarcha shekashana lekari she'isha. Because you're not talking about the mitzvah, you're talking about something else. Meaning, because it's not a birkas hamitzvah, you do it afterwards. And what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, why do you do it afterwards? What does he link that to? Tosfos says, you say the bracha afterwards, and what else goes with that in the package deal? According to Tosfos and Pesachim, who says the bracha? What?
The Rav.
The Rav says the bracha. So it says, ah, because someone else says the bracha, that's why you do it afterwards. And what's the context there? Lachniso b'viso shel Avram Avinu. Do you do that before or afterwards? Sometimes you try to be able to say both, although we never really succeed with our modern-day qualified quick modern. Right, okay. So Tosa says, lachniso b'viso Avram Avinu, you say afterwards. Why? Because it's not a bracha on this mitzvah bris milah. It's a general shevach on the idea of a covenant between us and Hashem Yisbarach. Right? It's not a bracha that we get to do the mitzvah. It's a bracha that we have a covenant every day. Al bris v'shechazam v'sareinu, even if I'm just standing here. Even if David is in the bathhouse. Right? So Tosa says, listen to what Tosa says. He says, Lachnis v'shal Avram Avinu is not a bris mitzvah. It's just a shevach on the general bris, on the general idea of milah, all of Klal Yisrael through the generations, on the mesora of our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, it's said afterwards, and it's not said by the one that does the mitzvah, it's said by the father. There are other pshatim there, I'm just with Tosos. When it says that, if the guy who doesn't do the mitzvah says the bracha, and you say the bracha not before the mitzvah, it's not a bris mitzvah. And he says, and the model for this is Birkas Eirusim, which the rabbi says afterwards. So clearly, Tosas and the Rush are saying, not for technical reasons, for fundamental reasons.
But it's not that you have to, it's that you could.
What?
They say that you do, but it's not that you have to say it afterwards, that you could.
In the Rush, it sounds like you could. In Tosas, it's not so clear. But even if you don't have to, you could. Still, it means it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And of course, that brings up the second Afkamina, which is... who says the bracha? Right. Which is who says the bracha? Right? So the Rambam says very clearly, who says the bracha? Says the Rambam? The chassan. Or his shliach, but let's say the chassan himself, the chassan. The Rambam lishitase. I'm not going to write lishitase because he just always lists lishitase. The chassan. However, Tosos says, I don't think the Rush discusses it here, but the same Tosim Sachim says Lushitasa, right? Acher, right? The Rav, right? I don't know if Tosa said it was the Rav or just someone else. Someone else, right? We'll call the rabbi, right? Although I think Tosa might have just said someone else. But I assume he also meant the rabbi. Tosa's days, who were they with that, right? The Rav. Acher, okay. The Rav or Acher, I'll just write, fine, I'll write Acher. We do the Masada Kedushin, right? So now again, if you're talking about who says the bracha, you could also say this for technical reasons or for fundamental reasons. Can anyone think of a technical reason why the rabbi might say it? What? He knows it, and the chassan is too nervous. Not only that, maybe to not embarrass him if he doesn't know how to say it. So there are some rishonim. Right. So you could say the rabbi for technical reasons, meaning even in a Birkas HaMitzvah. I mean, think about a Birkas HaMitzvah, right? If the guy doesn't know how to say it, then I'll say it for him, right? If a guy doesn't know how to say the bracha for sitting in a sukkah, I'll say the bracha and he'll say amen, right? So you are allowed, it's not normal, but when there's a good technical reason, someone else could say a Birkas HaMitzvah. So it could be for good technical reasons that some of the reasons mentioned in the Farshim you're right, not to embarrass, right, an ignorant chassan who doesn't know how to say the bracha. Or it could be because he's not going to be able to have proper kavana, although I think the best technical reason not to embarrass, like Balkoris. But in Tosfos, it's not to avoid embarrassing. Tosfos says someone else says it for fundamental reasons, because it's like Lachnis V'Shalom Avram Avinu. It's not about what I'm doing right here and now. It's about the general Kedusha of Am Yisrael that we have this way of life that's special.
Were you asked the chassan from doing it?
He didn't ask the chassan from doing it. But the reason why the minhag is that someone else does it is not for technical reasons that the chassan should do it, but the other guys won't see him. But it's not because the chassan should do it, the other guys won't see him. But for fundamental reasons. Because it's about the general kedusha of Klal Yisrael through the generations. So the rabbi has just as much to do with it as the chassan as anyone else. So if it's about general things in Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael is shayach. They might as well give it to the rabbi because he's a mechobed person.
Would it be more logical for the chassan to do it? It's a shevach. Like you said, if one person sees the mound, the other guy's going to make the shell. He's involved in it.
Okay, fair enough. I thought of that also, though I don't have any recourse to that. You could say even if it's Birkas HaShevach, it's more meaningful if the person involved does it than if the person watching does it. After all, you know, the rabbi does see the mountain. He sees the Kiddusha. But I hear the Taina. I haven't seen that in the Rishonim, but I hear the Taina. Right? Right, I'll just add, you could also... Maybe. Okay, I hear the time. I mean, you could destroy the stuff entirely and say that even if it's a Birkas HaShevach, the chassan should say it because he's the one who feels the Shevach more.
Like
Lachniso, the father says, not the mobile, but the father. Correct. You could model it to the father of that even, he, not that he says he's doing the mitzvah. He says it because he's the most appreciative. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm Moda. Let's just quickly throw out some other nafkaminas. Another nafkamina could be, and this is not mochrach, but it works out exceedingly well, is minyan. Do you need a minyan? The Gemara says clearly you need a minyan for, what do you need a minyan for?
Birkas
chasanim, which is what we call shevah brachos. Does the Gemara also mean birkas erusin or not?
No.
Because the drushes, things that have to do with the iskei mocher, with family, etc., you need a minyan. So is that also Birkas Erusin or not? Now, it's not mukrach that if the Birkas HaMitzvah, I think it should be pretty clear that you should not need a minion. Who ever heard of needing a minion for a Birkas HaMitzvah? And that's the Shita. The Rosh quotes that Shita from, I think, is Rosh Shul ben Chochni, who says you don't need a minion, if I am not mistaken. Right? Rav Shmuel HaNagid. Sorry, that's what I meant. Rav Shmuel HaNagid. But the Rambam L'shitase. Now, the Rambam doesn't say you don't need a minyan. But the Rambam never says you need a minyan. And that I don't think this is like a weak diuk. This is a strong argument from silence. The Rambam never says you need a minyan. And it's not like he says, he talks about Shevah Brachos in the next parak. He doesn't talk about Shevah Brachos for the 10 prakim. Or 7 prakim. So the Rambam just says, here you make a bracha. It's clear you don't need a minyan. And that works great with Shitase. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So why should you need a minyan? If it's a Birkas HaShevach, then, after I could go either way, after all, Kiddush doesn't need a minyan. But once the Birkas HaShevach, and it's like Birkas HaSan, and then certainly quite possible, you know, I would say it's even likely, but not mochrach. Why do I say likely? Because the drasha, that a special kind of bracha praising Hashem for marriage needs a minyan. So if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's not within the drasha. But if it's a Birkas HaShevach, maybe it should be in the drasha. Okay, not, but at least likely that you need a minyan, which is the Shita of Rav Haigon, right? But, what? Oh, sorry, Rav Haigon, the Shiltos. I don't know what's happened to me and my Gaonim today. That's Rav Haigon and the Shiltos. And the Sefer Shiltos, Rav Haigon. This is the Shita of the Shiltos, but the Rosh agrees. The Rosh agrees, L'shitasa, you need a minyan, because the Birkas HaShevach, and I didn't put this on the chorus, but the Shmos of Tosos on the Daf during Ksuba is that way also. You could look it up, and that works out well. Again, Tosos and Psachim and in Ksubas don't have the Shitasa, but it works out well with the Rosh anyway. That Tosos thinks the Birkas HaShevach, and you do need a minion. The Rosh is Machriya, like the Shiltos, you need a minion. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, you should not need a minion. Another possible interesting nafkamina, I should have put this here, is the question of, what's our minhag? What's our minhag? Our minhag is to do it, someone else says it. Right? Our minhag is that someone else says it. But is our minhag that someone else says it for technical reasons, because really the chassan should, but the rabbis motzi him? Or the minhag that someone else says it fundamentally, because it's just shevach? So there's a nafkamina. Okay, fair enough. But that's not such a good nafkamina, because maybe let him have all the kabbalists, we will see everyone.
We do it before, so that's the...
But that's what Yonatan brought up. It could be that even if it's Shevach, it's at least, maybe if it's Shevach, it's just optional to do it achar asiyasa, but you're also allowed to do it kodem asiyasa. So maybe we could yield it. There's a great man to Ashur who takes on a note of Yehuda about the following case. What if the chassan's a chayrish? Then you can't be multi him in the bracha. What if the chassan's a chayrish? Does the rabbi say Birkas Erusin? It's not a great nafkamina. The note of Yehuda discusses this explicitly and says, if the chassan's a chayrish, the rabbi He's a little masupet. What if the chassan is the chayrus and the kala is not? Is the kala also chayef? But if the chassan is the chayrus, the rabbi can't be hotzi him.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
So that's what he says. Says the Noda Behuda then. Says the Noda Behuda. If the chassan is a chayresh, then the rabbi doesn't say the bracha because there's no one to be motzi. However, the tefuah shor is a perish on Hilchas Shechita. Very, very chashe perish on Hilchas Shechita. I got the discussion of Birkas Shechita. The Taz ties into the discussion of Birkas Erisin. Well, we're not getting Shechita now, so he, Agav. Oh, no, it's not there. Sorry. It's in the first Siman Hilchas Shechita talks about the Chayrish Shechet and deals with saying the bracha. So while he's talking Chayrish and brachas, he deals with Birkas Erisin and says the tefuah shor that the rabbi does say the bracha, and he says why. He basically says, because the reason the rabbi says the bracha is not technically to remote to the chassan, not to embarrass him. It's because it's not a bracha on the mitzvah the chassan's doing. It's a bracha on the shevach and kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, everyone's shy at the kedusha of Klal Yisrael.
Then you should say after.
What?
Then you should say after, because till then they're not married.
I hear the tain, unless you say no, as long as it's around it's this
my
time.
My
okay.
Mind.
Now, I'll do one more nafkamina, and then we'll point out a brisker, the famous brisker chumrah. And then maybe everything else will come back to another time. The other, no, this is not the one. Watch your head. Is a la kos. Do you need to say it on a cup of wine or not? If it's a birkas mitzvah, then I think it should be pashut. If it's a birkas mitzvah, do you need to say it a la kos? You ever heard of a birkas mitzvah a la kos? Pashut, right? Then obviously, that ain sorech lekos. There's no necessity for a cup of wine. That's not a birkas mitzvah. No, it's not. You're not saying asher kishon sosof to bench. That is them. So says the Rambam. Ketzem nevarch v'nagol mahaster brachas ol lekos shel yayin shel sheichar v'mein lo yayin. You say without. It's a, you can have whatever minute you want for happiness. Right, ain't sarach lakos, ella minhag, the alma, and this is exactly what the Rambam says, lishitase. The Rambam is straight out lishitase here. He has a very clear agenda in Birkas Erisin. However, here it's not so clear, but no one's sure exactly when the minhag of kos started. They all quote the Sefer Manhig. Maybe I should have put it in the course. Sefer Manhig doesn't say very much. He just says, and you take out a cup of wine, say Borah Pirah Gafen, and then say Birkas Erisin. He doesn't say explicitly, I admit, I'm making more of this. He just tells you what to do. He's a Manhig you. But if one wants to be diet from the Sefer Manhig, you can say he didn't say the Minhag. He said you have to do it. It's not so pashut, but then maybe you would need a kos. And what would the model be? The model for needing a kos, after all, not every Birkas Hashemach needs a kos. What's the model for needing a kos?
Kiddush,
as the Gemara says, compares to the Kiddush. Kiddush needs a kos. Okay, but Avdolah also needs a kos, even though it's not Makom Suda, etc. Okay, and the truth is Birkas Hamazon also, Ulai Tzarech Kos, like Kiddush, and I admit that what you say is a big hakir in Kiddush, and has to do with the Rav's discussion, Shirun Zehar Rimorizal, which we're not going to get into now. And the Echron saying maybe that's the Shita of the Sefer Amanhig, but the Sefer Amanhig just says, and you take out a cup of wine and say a guffin. But okay, maybe you can read it and that it's a din. Maybe the Sefer Amanhig, but I think it's more of a foolish, and I'll tell you why in a second. I hope the Aruch HaShulchan says this. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not sure what he says. Kavo kichova. Okay, maybe kichova is not that way. Anyway, Efshar, you could say that you need the kos. This brings up the famous chumrah of Brisker Chumrah of Rav Chaim. I actually saw an article once where they found all the letters written by people who knew Rav Chaim, and apparently there's a machlokas whether they did this or not. But this is a famous question all the Achronim ask. Who says Borah Pirah Gafen? The rabbi, nowadays. Who drinks the wine? Chassan and Kala. Am I allowed to say Borah Pirah Gafen for someone else to drink the wine? Only for Kiddush and Avdolah when it's a mitzvah. Not for Rishos when it's just for Berber, for Berkes Hanenin.
That's gone.
Yes. Yes. I can't say Baruch Hu eats for you to eat an apple. No, if I'm eating an apple and we're kavua, that's different. But I can't say Baruch Hu eats for you to eat an apple for a very simple reason. Why can I say a bracha for you? Because of? Arvus, because you are obligated and I have to help you through obligation. You're not obligated to eat an apple, so you're not obligated to say Baruch Hu eats. But in Kiddush, you are obligated, so I can say it for you. So if it's an obligation, there's arvus. If it's not an obligation, there's not arvus. So, here already we have a nafkamina. Says, Reb Chaim, Tainach, if it would need a kos midina, you know, alpidin. Tainach, if it needs a kos midina, then the nafkamina is that there's arvus, meaning the rabbi says, borei pri hagafen, and the chassan drinks. The kala also. Right? Then it makes sense. But if you said it's just a minhag, then really there is no obligation to borei pri hagafen. It's not an obligatory borei pri hagafen. It's just a minhag. So how can the rabbi say it and the chassan and kala drinks?
How can you say something? How can you make the berachas ayos and after the borei pri hagafen if you're not holding that it's one integrated thing? There's a hefsek between the berachas hanenin and the shtiyah. Unless you say that it's one chefza.
Okay, yes, that's a yesh ladam. I hear the taina. But then the question is, then if, then the borei pri hagafen is not a chiyuv, so there's no arvus, so how can the rabbi say borei pri hagafen for the chassan? That's the question of Reb Chaim. So, there are two ways to, and that's really a question of Pnei Yoshua. And he leaves it a little bit with Tzorach Iyun. The two ways to answer it are either
he should drink also.
The Reb Chaim's famous Chumra is, right, he spilled on his hand and drank. The famous Chumra of Reb Chaim is that whenever he was in Masada Kedushin, after the bracha, he would spill a little wine in his hand, he would give the cup to Chassan and Kala and lick his hand, and that way he would be drinking wine also. Because he didn't want to drink from the cup and then give the Chassan and Kala, then give him his germs, they would be offended. Right? It would be offensive to drink and give the Chassan and Kala. And therefore, he would spill it on his hand and then lick his hand, and lots of rabbis do that nowadays in the Yeshiva Shevelt. It's a very common Yeshiva Shechomer from Masada Kedushin that they do like the Reb Chaim Chumra. However, all the other Achronim assume not that way. The Orcha Shulchan that I printed out here just says, the reason is because Kevan de Kevauch Kechova Havi Kiddush Vavdala. Even though it's not a Chova, it's like a Chova. Meaning, it's only Alpi Minhag, but Alpi Minhag is an obligation. If Alpi Minhag is an obligation, then that is good enough. So that's what the Orcha Shulchan and others, if you want to know where the Orcha Shulchan is, it's in Simon Lama Dalid. It's on my desk, but Siftes. He says that it became like a chova. Since the minig is to have a cup of wine, a minig is also important, right? We're Orthodox Jews. Maybe we're centrist Orthodox Jews or whatever. So we not only have to fulfill the halachas, we also have to fulfill the minigs, the minhagim that were handed down to us. So it's also a chova to do things like the minig of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it turns into a chova. Therefore there's arvus, and that's why the non-Briska rabbis don't do this chumra. But where did Reb Chaim get this chumra from? He got the chumra because he's a Briska and always follows the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, it's mefurish that the kos is not a din.
What kind of shear is it?
What kind of shear is it when he licks off his fingers?
It doesn't matter. Bracha Rishona doesn't have a shear. Only Bracha Achrona has a shear, not Bracha Rishona.
You don't need a shear, but you need something. So
the truth is that there's another big nafkamina of this, you could say, although this is not discussed as much in the postgame, do you need to drink the shear of Molodmov or not? Right? Meaning if it's real din, you should need Molodmov. It's only a minute, you shouldn't need Molodmov. But in any case, other people are mitzarif to the Molodmov, so it's not such a big deal. Correct, meaning that's even though the Rambam doesn't, but I don't know what the briskers do. Now, I just want to end with one thing. What got the rush started thinking it was not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it was a Birkas HaShevach? What got them started wasn't these nafkaminas. What got the rush started was not a concrete nafkamina, more of a ego nafkamina, was understanding the Nusach HaBracha. Understanding the Nusach HaBracha, after all, it doesn't say, I am being Mekadosh the girl. It talks about everything else in the world. Arayos, it's a three of Melchol Yishonim, what we mean by Arayos, by the way. Most Yishonim say it means, I can only marry, not a mutter women, I can't marry Arayos. Like, I can't marry my sister-in-law, or my mother-in-law, or etc. Or my aunt, or etc. The Chidum Gemetzes has another day that it means, no, now that I've married her, she's Arayos to everyone else in the world. And then he has another day that says, even after I married her, she's still Arayos Midrabanan to me, because I'm not allowed to sleep with her before Nisuin. But, and then we talk about the Isser of Arusos. Talking the Isser of Arusos, I'm marrying her. What does that have to do with the fact that Midrabanan, according to all Rishon, about one and a half, there goes our Isser of Arusos. So we're throwing in the kitchen sink. Why are we throwing in the kitchen sink? So according to the Rush, it makes perfect sense. It's Nicha. It's general. Kedushas Yisrael be'in yonei ishos. We're supposed to throw in the kitchen sink. That's not a bracha on what I'm doing. It's a bracha on the fact that when we have kedushin, that shows that Jews are different from goyim. They have special kedushin, zivugim, and ishos, and we say all the special things they have. But according to the Rambam, it is very strange, right? The Rambam says he also admits a sheker kedushanim tzosav if the lanim in harayos v'asulanus harusos. Okay, but still v'hitulanus on a suicide dechupa v'kedushin baruch ata Hashem mekadesh Yisrael. More or less the same thing we have. Why am I throwing in, if it's a birkas mitzvah? Why am I throwing in everything but the fact that I'm doing kedusha now? Right? What's shot in the Rambam? So in the Rambam, it's peculiar. In the Rambam, it's peculiar. And I think there are two ways to answer this. There is a technical dachik way and a fundamental enlightening way. Either which may be true. It's peculiar. So I think you have to say one of two things. Either a technical, that really we would like to say a sherek yishan mitzvosim zivon v'kanish yisaisha. But we have to throw in other things in order to avoid Aveira. Because if we just said the Kaddish to Isha, a person might think he can marry Arayos. So we have to say he can't marry Arayos. And if we just said the Kaddish to Isha, a person might think that now he could sleep with her all the time. We have to tell him he's also Arusos and only Mutter and Nisuin. So therefore, for technical reasons, in order to avoid misunderstanding, we have to throw in these, for technical reasons, to avoid misunderstandings. Okay, you see how this is a little bit dachuk, mainly because, let us at least start by saying, Asher Kedushan Mitzvot Zivon L'Kaddish Yisaisha, and then go on, like, Asher Kedushan Mitzvot Zivon L'Asim Divrei Torah, and then we go on and on and on and on. So let's at least start with a regular Birkas HaMitzvah, and then go on and throw in the kitchen sink to avoid misunderstanding. I think the real shot is something else. And this is going to tie back into Rav Ben Arambam also. And this is, my Rebbe Rosweifer felt very strongly that this is the correct shot of Birkas Eirusin. He says, what's the mitzvah according to the Rambam? This answer would not work according to the Smak. According to the Smak, the mitzvah is to get married. We have our higher way of getting married, they have their lower way of getting married, but the anchor is getting married. According to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is davka to do kiddushin, which is different than the regular, natural way of Nisuin that they did before Matan Torah. Meaning, according to the Rambam, if you ask, what's the mitzvah really? Is the mitzvah really, and go back to the question of, why is there a bracha on Kiddushin and not on Gerushin? So you could just say, well, because Gerushin is sad. But you could say, because Gerushin, we're not really like adding Ruchnis to something. It's just a regulation within the system we have. But in Kiddushin, what's the point? The point is, we're adding Ruchnis. We're adding Kiddusha to this Nisuin, by doing tchila, by doing kiddushin first. Meaning the mitzvah is not just to do kiddushin. Because after all, let's say I did kiddushin and I never did nisuin. I'm not sure if the Rambam would technically say, he says, before I marry the woman, I have to do kiddushin. What if I just do kiddushin and then I go to outer space? Have I done a mitzvah? I'm not a nice guy because I'm agin her, but in this very technical sense. I don't know, even technically I haven't done a mitzvah. Maybe Rambam's right. I haven't done a mitzvah unless I do kiddushin as a prelude to nisuin. But what's the point? The point is, let's go back to Rambam. He says, really it's a nisuin that you get the full kiyum. But the Rambam keeps focusing that Yisuin is not the mitzvah, Kiddushin is. I think the answer is Pasha. The mitzvah is to have a different kind of Nisuin than B'nai Noach, because their Nisuin is just Nisuin, and our Nisuin is preceded by Kiddushin. The mitzvah is not to do Kiddushin. Doing Kiddushin is worthless. If I do Kiddushin, then give her a get. I don't know if technically I've done a mitzvah or not, but certainly I haven't been Mekayim in the idea of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to transform the Ishus that comes afterwards, because there was Kiddushin first. And therefore, if you say for the Rambam that the mitzvah is complex, and this explains why, again, this is all from my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig, why does the Rambam give you a historical introduction? He doesn't always give you a historical introduction. I don't think he says, in the old days, they used to just eat meat, but then Hashem told us to shech the meat. And I don't think he says, in the old days, they used to just, have anyone bring a carbon. And then Hashem, bring a carbon anyway. Then Hashem commanded us, you have to wear special clothing. No, he just tells us what we do. Why does he have to tell us what the Goyim did in the old days? The answer is, not because he's a historian. Because Davka, you only understand the mitzvah if you understand what the Goyim did in the old days and how you have to transform it by adding something, not adding something stam, like, oh, you should also like give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, say, thank God for helping me find my shidduch. No, add something that transforms the Ishus, Lisa Ishus, Ksubin Kedushin. A Nisuin with Ksubin Kedushin is different from a Nisuin without Ksubin Kedushin. The mitzvah is complex. It is to transform the Ishus of Nisuin by preceding it.
All right, well, it doesn't seem such a same thing about you. It's just about throw her out of the house, but to give her a legal document.
Okay, could be. But here I think you really see it very strong. Now, I think this explains how many things this explains. We don't have time because I am over my, I've already turned into a pumpkin, and then like the pumpkin and the squash and the zucchini by now. But this explains 1, 2, 3, at least 4 things, and I'm sure I'll think of a fifth. One, this yisod, it explains the history. Why do we need the history? The answer is because it's not just a mitzvah to do something that B'nai Noach didn't do. It's a mitzvah to take what B'nai Noach did and made it different. Their Ishus was natural. It was just natural biologically. People lived together, they slept together, they had a family. I mean, that's perfectly fine and healthy. I'm not saying it's an evil, bad thing. But it's not kadosh. But it's natural, it's physical, it's not spiritual. What are we commanded to do? Before Kiddushin, before living together, before getting married, we have to do a formal act of commitment. That's a kinyan, a formal act of commitment. We say this is not just natural. There is a formal commitment here. What does the Rambam emphasize? Strangely, Bifnei Eidim. I thought Eidim was a technical detail. No, what did Bifnei Eidim mean? Bifnei Eidim makes it a formal act of commitment, meaning the Goyim didn't use Eidim. What that means is that you could deny and you could do whatever you want. There was no, you didn't have to live up to it. Here, no, we have Eidim. Eidim means I now have to live up to my commitment. I have Eidim here. We have to do it with a formal act of commitment. And we say that, yes, we live together naturally. We live together naturally after a formal act of commitment. And that's why we need the history. This also explains the stira, whether the mitzvah is only Kiddushin. As he says, only these Kiddushin is the mitzvah. But yet, Lisa Yisub Iksubi Kiddushin sounds like the Nisun is also part of the mitzvah. Or Kiddushin v'nisuin, right? We're Rambam and Rambam. Maybe the answer is that it's not a stira. The mitzvah is Kiddushin and transforming Nisuin through Kiddushin. Once you do Kiddushin and transform the Nisuin through Kiddushin, now the Nisuin is a different Nisuin, and that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to change the Nisuin by putting Kiddushin first. So what's, on the one hand, what's the mitzvah to do Kiddushin? The mitzvah is not to do Nisuin. The mitzvah is to do Kiddushin. But once you do Kiddushin, your Nisuin is different, and now that's also a mitzvah to have that special Nisuin. Their Nisuin is just a natural Nisuin to how I feel today. Our Nisuin is the Nisuin which first you make a commitment. First you make a commitment to Nisuin. First you say there are formal rules here. There's absolute obligations here. Once we have obligations, then we can have a relationship. By the way, very much like Judaism as a whole. Shir Shir Mashal. A lot of people in other religions say, just be religious, move in with God, have a love affair with God, etc. You know, be married to, you know. We said, no, there's a lot of rules you have to follow. Yes, you have the relationship with Hashem and the feelings, etc. But first you have to follow the rules. Right? It's following the rules that makes it serious and makes it not just dilettantish. And makes it not playing around. I think this also explains two other things, which are two derabbanans. The Rambam says Lisa Isha Biksuba B'Kiddushin. It's a famous problem. The Rambam passes Tuba's derabbanan. Happy to be mitzvah Lisa Biksuba B'Kiddushin. In addition, not as bad of a problem, but we say V'Asolonus Harusos. The Isser of Harusos is only derabbanan. Now it's okay, you're allowed to say mitzvah derabbanan Chanukah, but like, why are we throwing in these things? So, I think number one, the issue of Ksuba, Ein Kamakum Laharich. Ksuba is derabbanan. Why is the Rambam throwing it in? This is not a full answer, but at least the beginning of an answer is, what does Ksuba mean? If you think about it, what is Kiddushin? It's a commitment. Who's making the commitment formally? No, who's committing in Kiddushin?
The woman.
The Kala, now if she sleeps with someone else, she's Chayav Misa. The husband doesn't have to give her share Ksuba Ona. The husband doesn't have to give her any money, etc. What represents the commitment of the husband? The Ksuba. Ksuba might be derabbanan. But the Rambam throws it in because the theme of commitment, we discussed this 2 years ago in Ksuba in more detail, but the theme of commitment is the Raisa. And the last thing I would say is, and that we will end, the last thing I would say is the bracha. Why do we have such a strange bracha? Why does the bracha talk about how I can't sleep with her now, but I can sleep with her later? Which is only derabbanan anyway. And why not talk about Isra or Arayas? Why not talk about the fact that I'm getting married? So the answer is, if the mitzvah was just to do something, the bracha would say, I'm doing it. But here the mitzvah is to transform the nature of our relationship by having a formal act before the actual practical, intuitive, natural living together. That's a complex mitzvah. A complex mitzvah makes a complex bracha. If I just said the Kaddish Sa'isha, I wouldn't capture what I'm trying to do. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to add Kiddusha to my relationship by adding Kiddusha to Chuppah, and by saying, I'm going to have a formal commitment and not sleep with you yet, and I'm going to sleep with you later after I've already appreciated the formal commitment of Kiddushin. And that's what we basically say, Al Harayos. There's Isur Marayos. There's a formal Isur being created here. And I also want to start Russos, and I'm not moving in with you yet. I'm doing something else first. We emphasize the fact that I'm not moving in with you. I'm doing something else, and only later I'll move in with you. And we end with, that's Kiddush Yisrael. Chuppah v'Kiddushin, combining Chuppah with the Kiddushin instead of just being like Bnei Noach, that's Kiddush Yisrael. For the Rambam, the bracha is not throwing in the kitchen sink. The bracha is throwing in the exact point of the mitzvah. The Nusach HaBracha, I think, is perfect according to the Rambam. If you understand, for the Rambam, putting all the Rambams together, the mitzvah is not to get married. The mitzvah is not to do an act of Kiddushin. The mitzvah is to have a different concept of marriage. Family redeemed, the Rav would say, right? Although his redemption uses other examples, to have a different concept of marriage, because we Jews, we're not just nice people like the Goyim who live together and have a beautiful life, etc., etc. No, we have Kedusha. Our relationship is not just based on how we feel and how we natural urges or even natural emotions. Our relationship is based on commitments. It's based on the fact that we have a formal structure commitment to each other here. Kedushin and Ksuba means a two-sided commitment. Okay, midoraisa, how that's expressed, we'll leave for now. But midorabbanan, it's at least expressed through ksuba and kiddushin. And maybe once the rabbanan are attacking ksuba, whoever doesn't write a ksuba is denying that theme and violating a doraisa. And then I think it all works out beautifully for the Rambam. Okay, there's a few loose ends we still have to tie up. But we still have to get more into a bit of the hashkafa of what the nature of this formal commitment is. But maybe we'll pick up with that, Amir Tashem, next time. I'll just point out, by the way, that a lot of times people who... Everyone loves Orthodox ceremonies. They're very cute, etc., etc. But people actually know what it says in the Talmudic text. They say, I don't know, you Orthodox Jews, like, your weddings aren't romantic enough. You know, instead of saying, you may now kiss the bride and talk about how much you love each other, you do a kinyan, and you do these formal acts of acquisition. What's pshat? And I think our answer is the Rambam, is that you call that not romantic. We call this kedusha romantic. That we think that the kadosh way of being romantic is not just I feel good and you feel good and we all feel lovey-dovey and let's get married, but we have a real commitment. I'm committed to you, you're committed to me. We're formalizing that commitment in front of Eden with a formal legal act. And then within that commitment, now we really love each other. Because it's not just how I feel, it's my commitment. And that's the difference between Am Yisrael and Goyim. That's the Kaddish Am Yisrael, Yechob of the Kiddushin. Okay, we'll continue the Masechet Amir Tzoshem next week.
We're serious.
Yes. Okay, thank you. I apologize. I won't always go so long. It was just, I had to at least introduce.